Hey couches, in this episode, I'm going to talk you through what it's like when people may not agree with the choices that you're making, the way you're doing things, or basically just not agree with anything to do with what you're up to, and why it's completely okay, and why it doesn't really matter what other people think. You're going to stay on your path and stay facing your true north. Hey, I'm Nikki Collins from Phoenix, and I've been a chiropractor and therapist for over 20 years. And what I know is true is that so many incredible therapists just don't reach their full potential because they lack the skills, knowledge, and confidence to rock their therapy businesses. In my community, The Profitable Couch, all we talk about is the business side of therapy and how you can create a business that makes a massive difference to those you serve whilst earning you that fabulous income that you deserve. In this podcast, we mix up trainings and inspiration to give your therapy business mojo a massive boost. Welcome to the Profitable Couch podcast. Hey couchers, so it's Nikki here, and today I want to talk to you about something that is really, really important to me and something that has come up a bit over the last few weeks and may well come up with you sometimes. And I just kind of want to talk you through it really a little bit. And that is the fact that decisions that you make for yourself, your life, your business may not resonate with some of your people. And as a result of that, you may lose some people, you may lose some clients, there may be people that no longer think that your journey aligns with their values and whatever. And I just want you to be really okay with it. Now, why am I telling you this now? Because, well, it's because I've had an interesting few weeks, really. So, as I'm fairly certain that you're aware now, I'm leaving clinic. I just left clinic. So I finished my clinic day yesterday, and I'm now stepping away from the treatment room to go and take the fam on a big adventure. And for the last, like, this has been in the planning for 2 to 3 years, right? And I've mentioned that before, 2 to 3 years. And obviously with COVID and Brexit and everything, lots of things related to this trip were really up in the air. And so I couldn't kind of like throw it out there into the public domain as much as I wanted to. And I couldn't throw it out there into the public domain as soon as I wanted to, because there were so many uncertainties. The last thing I wanted to do was to say to people last year, because originally we were going to leave in April this year, and I was going to finish in clinic at Christmas. And we couldn't say to people, I couldn't start saying to my patients last year, you know, I'm leaving at the end of the year, and start booking them all in with new practitioners, only to get to Christmas and find out that very clearly I'm still here. You know, I was still going to be here. I wasn't going anywhere. So I had to keep everything really under wraps, which was so frustrating, kind of having this thing going on in your world that you want to tell people and you want to shout from the rooftops, and I couldn't. So we had to keep it really under wraps, because it became very apparent that obviously I was not going to be leaving in January, because we were not leaving in April. And then we set this new date for September. But again, you know, we went into a 3-month lockdown in January. So we're in lockdown, and then we're like, are we definitely going to go in September? Is it all going to happen? We don't know. Well, I can't start saying to people, hey, everyone, I'm leaving, when I couldn't guarantee I was going to be leaving. And there were just so many uncertainties. So I had to keep it all very much under wraps. So then we made the decision in June that we were close enough now to make a decision to say that we're going. So rather than me being able to give my patients and clients quite, you know, a good 3 months or so notice, which is what I wanted to do and intended to do, I ended up only being able to give them 6 weeks, which sucked a bit. It wouldn't be something I would advocate, particularly as it wasn't like I'm just going to go on a 2-week holiday. This is actually I'm leaving. But, you know, everything about this last 18 months has been not ideal circumstances. So I managed to give everybody 6 weeks notice. So what that meant is that there was a handful of people, of the people that I had booked in the 6 weeks and the people that were on my list and people in my world that were patients, there were a handful of them that knew that I had this dream to go traveling at some point in the future. But for many of them, they didn't know as much or the seriousness about my endeavors and my ambitions. So for quite a lot of them, it was a little bit out of the blue. And what was interesting is the reactions that I got. So some people were just like, you know what, if this year has taught us anything, it's grab every opportunity that you can get and just roll with it and go for it, and congratulations to you, and have a great time, gonna miss you, but have a great time. But there were some people who obviously were a little bit surprised, a little bit shocked, perhaps a couple that were disappointed that I was going to be, you know, doing something so irresponsible during a pandemic, like, you know, take my children out of school, although they are, Lani is going to be in school, just in a virtual school. But I was going to take them out of the country and I was going to go to travel had I not remembered that there was a pandemic going on, etc. And it's just really interesting. And even, you know, some friends and family who have been a little bit more okay. I mean, to be honest, if I was to look and put it on a percentage, I would say 90% of the people in my world have been nothing but supportive of what we're doing. There's always going to be a minority that don't get why you want to do this stuff that you want to do, don't understand it. And I just want to remind you that it's okay for people to not get you. It's okay for people to not understand your dreams or your goals or your aspirations, because they're not their goals and dreams and aspirations. And that's what makes us all beautifully unique, is that we are so uniquely different. And so if you're kind of listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, you know what, there's certain things that I would like to do in my life, or there's certain things about me that I would like to share or talk about, and I'm worried about being judged for it. Like, seriously, just do it. I've had people that, business owners who have run businesses. I've got three that I'm picturing right now. I won't give you their names because that's their story, but three people who I have known over the last 6 years in particular, who were building a business, and a relatively successful business, because they were building a business in a way that they thought they should be doing. So they were fitting what they saw was a stereotypical mold of how a business should be run. But actually, it went against the grain, not completely against the grain, but it wasn't in true alignment to the people that they were and the beliefs that they had and the kind of opinions and thoughts and the stuff that was really deeply their jam. And all three of them held back on sharing the true essence of them because of fear of judgment. And each one of them eventually reached that point where they went, fuck it, do you know what? This is who I am, and this is who I want to be, and I don't want to keep hiding who I really am in the shadows, because I feel like I'm just being somebody else, and I want to be true to myself. I want to, you know, run my business in a way that aligns to me. And so all three of them at different times actually did kind of a bit of an announcement that said, you know what, I'm going to be really honest with you. I've been doing this like this for X amount of time. And actually, the truth is, I'm actually this. And this is what really floats my boat. And this is what I really believe. And this is what I stand for. So moving forward, I'm going to be bringing a lot more of this into my business. And I get that that might not be for some of you. And that's okay. If you want to step away from my work and my world, that's really cool. I'm okay with that. I totally understand. And if you know people who you think would really love the new work that I'm going to be doing, please tell them, and I'd love to meet them. And all three of them suddenly owned, it was all at different times, suddenly owned who they were and actually became true to themselves. And when they became true to themselves and when they changed up their business into a way that was completely aligned with them, of course, guess what happened? Their businesses grew exponentially. Like, all three of their businesses went through the roof when they were actually being true to themselves and true to what their messaging was, true to what they believed, and not putting on this Oscar-winning performance. And so, you know, I know that for some people, the concept of working on the road, the concept of traveling, the concept of living in a caravan for the next indefinite amount of time, the concept of having no real clue where we're going. I mean, because for me, that's so exciting. The concept of doing what I'm doing and taking my kids out of mainstream education for a period of time and going on this unknown adventure whilst we're still rocking out the end of a pandemic, whilst I'm trying to navigate the challenges of Brexit, and oh my goodness, it's a minefield. I know that it's not for everybody. But you know what? It's for me. It's for me and it's for my family. And I'm really okay that if some people in my world who follow me or who are connected to me think, do you know what? If this is really what Nikki stands for and this no longer doesn't resonate with me, I'm going to step away from Nikki's world because the journey that she's going on right now does not align with my own personal beliefs and opinions and thoughts. I am so okay with that. Because the joy of that is that by being more you, you end up putting in this natural kind of filter system. So you filter naturally the people who don't align with your values or your things or who you are. And they naturally will step away. And in stepping away, they're opening up space for new people for you to meet and connect with who are on a similar wavelength to you. For them to come into your world. So I'm really excited now that this, you know, for you, a lot of you guys who are connected with the Profitable Couch, for most of you guys who are in the VIP couch, you know, I have talked quite openly, particularly with the Vistas and the VIP couch, about my plans and stuff, because it's been something that it's been a really safe place for me to be able to speak and talk about what I'm doing. It's really been around the clinic side and locally here. It's been much harder for us to keep everything a little bit more under wraps. And to actually have it out there is completely liberating. To have gone through the last few weeks, I knew that there would be, you know, all the patients that came in. So where are you leaving? What are you doing? What are you up to? You know, I knew they'd be interested. And it was really interesting when I would then say, well, this is what we're going to do. I'd be saying it thinking, okay, here we go. What kind of response am I going to get? And I knew that there would be some people that would go, wouldn't be too chuffed about it. And I was like, yeah, I could tell they would start saying things and I would be like, it's okay. It may not be for you, but, and that's okay. And that's your opinion and your choice and your life. But it is for us. And we're really excited about it and we're really looking forward to it. So it feels really liberating to have everything out in the open. You know, I wrapped up clinic yesterday and we're just getting ready to go to Wales. The weather forecast is absolutely dire, so let's just see what happens. But, you know, it's that thing now where you've just finished in clinic and you feel like you're just going on a two-week holiday. It's going to feel really weird when I get back and actually go, no, you're not going back in. You need to actually start cracking on and packing and sorting and getting the last bits together. But it feels liberating. It feels so completely aligned now. I feel this weird kind of weight has gone off my shoulders now of just like every single thing that I'm doing is so completely in alignment with me and my family and what's important to us. And so I kind of wanted to share it with you because I know that there may just be one of you listening, and that's all that matters. That's all that's important. There may just be one of you listening, or there may be a few of you listening that may be looking at your business firstly and thinking, am I truly running this business in a way that aligns to me? Or do I feel like I'm putting on an Oscar winning performance when I go to work? Are there people that I see that I don't really enjoy seeing? Is it time for me to lovingly release them? Am I doing aspects of my job that I don't really enjoy? Is it time for me to actually lovingly release that and stop doing it? Am I working those hours that I don't really want to work? Is it time for me to change that up? Am I working days? And some of you guys in the last few months, I've celebrated with you when you've changed some of your days and stuff into a way that works for you. Like, are you working days that just don't align with you? Is it time to change them? Are you working in premises that just don't work for you? Is it time to make a really concentrated effort to reach out and search and look around and talk to people and network with people and find a better, more aligned place to work from? You might not find it this week, but is it time to start the search of somewhere that is more in alignment to you? Is there tools and treatments and things that you really want to be doing that you're thinking you've been putting off and putting off? Is now the time for you to really start working out a plan of action to do that, because you know that that is more in alignment with you? Are there friends, and I say that loosely, are there people in your world who actually just suck the lifeblood out of you and don't bring any value to your life at all? Is it time to lovingly release them? I've got friends. I was actually having this conversation with my husband the other day about, I've got friends who you get to that point where you realize it's quite a one-sided friendship. You know, you're the one always making the effort to check in on them. Are they doing all right? Is everyone all right? What are you up to? And then you realize, that person never asks me, never contacts me. It's a very one-sided relationship. Is this time for me to lovingly let them go? Yes, I think it is. Are there people in your world that just don't bring any joy or value to your world? Is it time to lovingly release them? I mean, seriously, are there goals, aspirations and stuff that really are in alignment with you, but you don't want to, you've been putting off doing it because you're fearful of judgment or other people's opinions? Just do it. Just go and do it. Are there like big things in your life that, you've been putting off making a big decision, making a big announcement, doing something big because you've been fearful of judgment? Just crack on and do it and get it out there. You know, life is really so freaking short, and to live a life where you're not working in true alignment is just exhausting. I mean, it really is just exhausting. And there's this little thing. It was, I can't remember who wrote it. Oh, I think it's got it down here, Rebecca Campbell. I don't know. I like this one because it was just a little thing out of a book. And it says, you are not for everyone. I've posted this in the VIP group at one point in the past. So the world is filled with people who, no matter what you do, will point blank not like you. But it's also filled with those who will love you fiercely. They are your people. You are not for everyone, and that's okay. Talk to the people who can hear you. Don't waste your precious time and gifts trying to convince them of your value. They won't ever want what you're selling. Don't convince them to walk alongside you. You'll be wasting both your time and theirs, and will likely inflict unnecessary wounds, which will take precious time to heal. You are not for them, and they are not for you. Politely wave them on and continue along your way. Sharing your path with someone is a sacred gift. Don't cheapen this gift by rolling yours in the one direction. Keep facing your true north. And I love that. It really is just such a reminder of like staying true to your own path, but being really clear and really okay with the fact that when you're building up your Facebook group, for example, people will leave your group. It's okay. When you're building your email list, people will unsubscribe. It's okay. When you're doing your Instagram stuff, people will leave and not unfollow you. It's okay. People will come and have treatments with you and they may not come back. It's okay. You may put your prices up and find that some people don't come back because of it. It's okay. Like, you have to work in complete soul-driven, heart-led alignment with yourself. And I want you to just take from this that it's completely okay to live your life on your terms, knowing that there may be people that don't agree with it, and that's okay because that is their life and this is your life. Stay on your path, plan your dreams, goals, aspirations, clear out all the stuff that brings you down, and stay on your true north, and share your wonderful journey with the people around you and with your world, knowing that all those people that are in your world, they want to hear your stuff. They want to be part of it. They want to cheer you on, and allow those that don't to just naturally drop off. So go forth in your complete alignment, make whatever changes you need to make, but stay true to yourself. And I know it can be really, really hard, but do your very, very best not to fear judgment. People are going to judge you anyway. Someone told me this once a long time ago, and it was really, really kind of, oh, but also a really wise bit of information. And they said, people fear judgment, and yet people will judge you anyway. So whatever you do in life, someone will judge you. You can't get away from judgment. What you can do is choose where to focus your attention. Do you focus your attention and your energy on those that judge you? Or do you focus your attention and energy on those people that support and lift you? I choose to accept that people will judge the decisions that I've made. I'm not going to change my decisions as a result of them. I'm going to keep doing what I do, knowing that people will judge me. Some of that will be negatively, and I am totally okay with it. And I'm walking my life, and I'm going to wish them a great time walking their life. All right, that's Nikki's musings for today. I'm going to go and carry on and get ready to go to Wales now. And I will catch up with you guys really soon in the next episode. Take care now. Bye-bye.